It's the Hits 104.9 Off Air Podcast of
Visalia.
Episode, I already forgot. We just took a count and I already forgot. 16?
16 sounds right.
Woo! All right.
I think that's where we are.
Maybe the movie edition. That's what's important.
Movie edition.
We're talking movies, and in order to prepare for this podcast, we watched a couple trailers. We talked mostly about horror movies, though.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise. Talked about Tom Cruise.
And Tom Cruise. And
how we don't like him.
That's right. How we're not sure if he's actually the devil himself. He might be.
He could be one of those, like, reptile people. Like, you know how there's a rumor going around that Mark Zuckerberg is, like, a lizard man, cat in a human suit.
He looks like a lizard man.
Yeah.
He looks like he could be a lizard man.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. That could be. I mean, Tom Cruise is a Scientologist.
Yeah.
So he's halfway there.
It is a it's a religion. So
he looks dead in the eyes.
Dead in the eyes. We'll Christian see. Bale noticed that and
yes,
modeled a psycho after him.
Right.
Not far from the truth.
Well, what was the rumor you heard about Mission Impossible?
Okay, so I heard that Tom Cruise was petitioning to get the Barbie and Oppenheimer movie date release changed, pushed back, because he thought it was too close to his Mission Impossible release and would ruin the sales, even though they're about a month apart. And then when people started talking about it, he started backtracking, and now he's pushing Barbie and Oppenheimer. Go see them. We support these films.
Go to the movies. Right? I don't care. Go which to the theaters.
Which is weird because he's obviously backtracking because why? Why else would he be doing that?
Good question. Yeah. Well, today apparently is in theaters Mission Impossible.
Yeah. I didn't really know. I mean, not like I care. I think I've seen like 1 through 3 and that's it. They should have stopped there.
I've never seen any of the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah, my dad did not like that I wanted to see it because he did not like Tom Cruise for the longest time.
I liked Maverick. Maverick was a good movie.
Yeah, my grandparents liked that a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. It was, you know, it wasn't like, oh my God, it's the best thing in the world. It was a good movie.
Yeah, I heard it was really well done. But
yeah, it was well done.
You know, if any...
Seen the original. I mean, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. So people are talking about, is Harrison Ford too old for this?
I think so. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think so.
I
don't know. I haven't seen it, but he probably is. The guy's in his like 80s, isn't he?
I think he's pretty up there. And I remember seeing Indiana Jones and thinking he was old.
Then
the last one, the one with Shia LaBeouf. Yes. Oh, I recently found out they filmed part of that in like Bass Lake, by the way.
Bass Lake?
Yeah, not the new one, the last Indiana Jones with Shia LaBeouf.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it was like Bass Lake. It was somewhere around here.
Huh.
There was a whole list of movies that they had filmed around here.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel was one of them.
Really?
Yeah. I heard they did some scenes from Top Gun at the Lamora Naval Air Base.
They did do that because we heard about that and we talked about that. Because
it's an air base, I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm not an expert, but...
But you're more of a horror movie fan, though. You're more about this horror movie thing.
Under certain conditions, though, like, I have to be... okay to watch it. Does that make sense?
I love this horror movie rules.
You know,
I've only known a couple people that have these rules, so it's just fascinating to me that you have to have these rules.
Yes.
Tell me.
Fragile. I'm easily scared. So number one, it has to be when Anthony is home. It has to be when he is there to protect me. I will not watch a scary movie while I'm home alone or with no one there to protect me. Number two, it has to be like the second to last thing that I do. I have to be showered. I have to be, like, the dogs have to be let out. I am in bed. No, I'm not starting off the day with a horror movie. Number three, second to last thing, because the third rule is I have to watch cartoons after. And those are the conditions.
To lighten things up?
Yep, because I went and I saw The Gallows, I think it was, in theaters. That actually popped up on my Facebook as a memory. It was, like, 12 years ago yesterday or something like that.
The Gallows.
Yeah, and I had an awful time. I accidentally walked in on my mom watching Jeepers Creepers.
Yes.
During the day, I saw maybe 20 seconds of that movie, maybe 2 minutes. I don't know. It's like my mind has blacked it out. I was traumatized during the day. I could not go more than 5 feet from my dad.
Really?
In the middle of the day, I was terrified. I was probably like 8, maybe. I don't know.
Oh.
It was awful.
Good thing they don't play that song on the radio anymore.
Yeah.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those people? Because that brought the guy out.
Yeah.
That brought the scary dude.
It was terrifying.
But you're talking about, you want to see Insidious, the red door?
I don't. Because of the MRI scene. Yeah. Okay. So I, you know, have had some health issues. I've had to get MRIs done. I'm already scared of MRIs because I'm claustrophobic. I'm going to spoil it because it's in the trailer. They put a demon in the MRI machine, and now that's something that's in my mind forever. I'll never be able to forget that. So I don't want to see the movie. I won't see it.
They had it closed up so he couldn't get out. And that was, I was just like, oh my God. Because I don't watch horror movies anymore. I did when I was a kid. I watched The Exorcist, and that was like it. Well, and Jeepers Creepers, and probably up to, I don't know, probably the mid, late 90s. Children of the Corn, things like that.
Oh, Children of the Corn, I actually enjoy. I thought that was so entertaining. I didn't find it very scary at all, probably because I was a children at the time.
I was a children at the time,
so I was like, these are my people. I can live in the corn.
I'm more into like Grease and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and stuff like that.
Musicals?
A few musicals.
I like a good musical. My grandma, you know, West Side Story, Evita, you know, the good ones. Yeah, yes. The classics, The Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music.
Best movie ever. So, best movies of all time. What are your top, like, I love that movie 100%.
It's not Evita and The Sound of Music.
Really?
It's going to be like Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, man, The Hangover.
No, you know what? The Hangover was good for what it was, and I watched it over and over a few times, but stuff I love like Hot Tub Time Machine and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, anything that's got Chris Farley in it, anything that has Fluffy in it, anything that's funny, Ghostbusters, old school movies like that.
What did you think of the new Ghostbusters?
I thought it was good. I really did.
Yeah.
I thought
it was good, too.
The one in between the two, though.
There was a Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah, they had a couple in between. They had Ghostbusters 2.
Mm.
And then they had, like, two movies in between this last one. And there's another one that they just finished filming.
Oh, really?
Because this last one was so
Melissa McCarthy one was so good.
So popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Melissa McCarthy one wasn't so good.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one I was talking about. Okay. I know. See, I was confused. Yeah. A lot of people were not happy with that one.
It was okay.
Yeah, you know.
I liked Melissa McCarthy in it.
Yeah.
But it didn't have, like, Bill Murray or anybody that was still, you know, in the franchise.
Could have been in the new ones. Yeah. Cameos.
And these guys are popping in. The old guys are coming in with the
kids now. Yeah. Very cool.
But I did like Good Will Hunting.
That was a good one.
Joe Black. And
never seen that.
The classics.
The classics.
The Haunted Mansion.
One of my all-time favorites that is a classic. Yep. Probably a little too classic. Tombstone.
Ooh, Tombstone.
Yeah. I got a quote tattooed on my finger.
Really?
Yep. Say when. You know. That's my Val Kilmer in that movie. My gosh.
At least it wasn't
Thirst Trap. Yeah, it's too long. I'm your Huckleberry.
Get it right. That's the favorite line.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah, Tombstone is one, and I'm not one for Westerns, but with those guys in it, I could watch it over and over and over.
Yeah.
And I do.
And let's see, what are some of my other, like, go-to? I swear I had a full list, and I don't know where it went. We'll go back to yours while I do some research. This is also very distracting because I should have peed before we started this, but I didn't. Oh, you know, Hereditary is also on the top of my list.
Yeah, you said that was pretty scary.
I think jump scares are cheap. I think playing everything off on demons and the devil is a little, like, it has to be done right.
Yeah, so what do you think about Annabelle and all that?
I don't like those because it's all jump scares. I feel like what really
like
scares
a real
thing me. Nah, I don't believe those.
What do you think about, like, Amityville Horror? I used to watch
Never seen that one. My sister said it was
Haunted House
okay.
Stuff. Haunted House stuff.
Oh, you know what one of the best movies of all time is?
What's up?
Haunting in a Ghostland? Is it that?
Haunting in a Ghostland. You looked that up. What I realized here in the last year is John Wick.
Oh.
I love Keanu Reeves, but I never got into John Wick. Until like 6 months ago, I was like, you know, Everyone keeps talking about this John Wick. He's working on a new movie at the time.
Yeah.
You know, 4 is already out and all that. But they've been working on it. I'm like, I mean, I should check into this. I'm like, I know there's a lot of shoot up, bang, bang, and killing and stuff in it, but well, I'll watch it. But you get past all that stuff, and it's like, there's like this whole underground credo of villains and
the hotel and, this hotel and the coins.
And it's like, is there really a hotel? Someone had to dream this up. I don't know. Maybe it is real. I don't know. Is it all happening?
They're good movies. The way that they set them up, I think bridging the gap from 1 to 2, I was like, okay, you know, it was the dog. Now it's a car. Like, okay.
Right.
But they set it up well after that.
3, he's on the list.
I haven't seen 4 yet.
I haven't seen 4 either.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's on the list this time.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I'm sure he makes it to fight another day, because then there will be John Wick 5. But
and
Keanu
6,
said he doesn't have
7.
A whole lot left in him with the John
Well, he
Wick.
Does all of it himself, so I understand. Yeah. But exactly. Keanu Reeves is he's an American treasure. Is he Canadian?
I haven't seen this movie, Black Phone. Have you seen that?
I did. I liked it. It wasn't great.
It wasn't, but it was suspenseful, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
About kidnapping a little kid.
Yeah. There wasn't, man. Okay, so this movie that I just looked up, Incident in a Ghostland, one of my all-time faves. The reason I like it, I can figure out plots. Not to brag, but I feel like if there are little hints that are too obvious, I can figure it out. It doesn't surprise me. I like a twist. Yeah, and I feel like Black Phone was kind of just like, meh. Like, it was entertaining. It was good. It was suspenseful. But it wasn't shocking. An Incident in a Ghostland shocked me to my core. Loved it.
Huh.
It was amazing. Yeah.
That is cool. I don't know. I have to look.
Yeah.
How about, more recently, I saw this the other night, A Man Called Otto, Tom Hanks.
Oh, I heard of that. I haven't seen it yet. Would you recommend it? Rate it 10 out of 10. Or 1 through 10.
1 through 10, 6. Forrest Gump, though? Hey.
10 out of 10. That's a classic. And speaking of
no Forrest Gump, though.
No. The American Film Institute has the top 100 movies of all time. Mm-hmm. And the top 3 are Citizen Kane, Casablanca, and The Godfather. Have you seen any of those? And if so, would you agree with their spot on the list?
Yes.
And you didn't sound
I've
too.
Seen them all, and they belong in there. They
good.
In there.
Yeah, you know what number 55 is? The Sound of Music.
Oh.
Ah, I thought you'd like that.
Sound of Music.
Yeah,
good.
We got Schindler's List on here.
With the Sound of Music.
Right. Okay. It's a Wonderful Life.
Is
number 11.
Bastards on there?
It better be.
I have. I've only seen half of that movie.
Silence of the Lambs, number 65.
Seen that movie?
Yeah, it's a good one. Star Wars, number 15.
Yes, Star Wars.
Yeah. I'm not seeing...
The original Star Wars, Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, the original. The original. Yes. Obviously.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Those are good. I don't like Chris Pratt very much.
What about Marvel franchise? Iron Man,
great. Winter Soldier, Bucky, amazing. Love him. How do I phrase this? I think it was great. It really set the standard for superhero movies. But like the new stuff, not so excited about anything. I feel like they need to start
Step
over.
It up.
Yeah, like you know.
Are you excited for the Barbie movie?
I'm so excited for the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
I bought a Barbie shirt.
Really?
And I tried to buy Anthony a Barbie shirt. He didn't want to wear it. He said, I have to get him a Ken shirt.
So we're going
Barbie and Ken. And then we're going to go see Oppenheimer.
You see the TikTok trend they're doing with Barbie now?
Which one? There's a couple that I've seen.
They're drinking the pink shake. And
oh, yeah. I'm going to be doing that for
You're
sure.
You're going to see Oppenheimer? Are you more excited to see Oppenheimer or Barbie?
Barbie.
Barbie.
What about you? If you could only see one, what are you saying?
I want to see Barbie because the trailer is kind of funny.
Yeah, it looks amazing. And I think that they're doing it really well because, like, I don't know. It's not trying to be something else. It's like kids and what Barbie actually is. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I just hope it lives up to the hype.
Yeah. It better be good.
Lots of hype going on.
It better be good.
Lots of hype.
Yeah. I'm super excited about it, though. I think Oppenheimer is going
to
be great.
Are you more excited about Barbie or more excited about going to pee?
I really have to pee right now, so probably Barbie still.
Love Hard. Have you seen that?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's a great movie for Christmas.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
So what is your favorite movie of all time?
You can't
comedy,
ask
drama,
me that.
What?
Oh, genre or specific movie?
No, any movie. Specific one.
Oh, that's a tough question. I can't. The only thing that's coming to mind, the way that I would judge that is, would I get excited about rewatching it no matter how many times I'd seen it?
Right.
And that would be Tombstone, I think.
Tombstone.
Yeah. I think that's going to be like, it doesn't give me anxiety. It's super, like, it gets you involved. It makes me want to wear a cowboy hat and side pistols. You know, I want to be able to spin my revolver and have a swinging shotgun on a swivel underneath my mm-hmm. poker table. But, you know, that's such a
good
hard
call.
Question.
Good
yeah.
call. I got no argument with there.
Okay.
I love Tombstone.
It may
love
change. It may change.
I
but
love it.
Off the top of my
head.
Makes
me want to go home tonight and watch it.
You should. I actually bought it on Amazon Prime on my mom's account. Shout out mom. Letting me buy a $12 movie.
Thanks, mom.
Because I knew I wanted to watch it multiple times. And it wasn't on anything else.
Really?
But, yeah.
It's on Prime and Netflix like nonstop.
Yeah, but I had to buy it. I had to. Anyway,
I
what's
had
yours?
To. Grease.
Yeah. Like, flat out. Yep. Have you seen the new one?
The new one that they're coming out with?
Is it?
The live version or Grease 2?
Not Grease 2. The live version, I
guess. They're working on another Grease.
Yeah.
But no, I have not seen it because I think they're still working on it. But
okay.
I'm all about the original.
The original
yep.
is the best.
Watch it over and over and over.
What's your favorite song from Grease?
Grease Lightning.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I like that one.
I also like Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Hopelessly Devoted
yep.
to You.
And then You're the One That I Want. Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Yeah,
honey.
Dude. No one will ever be able to top Grease in terms of the impact that it still has. Mm-hmm. People still love Grease.
I do like, in terms of musicals, I like Burlesque with
Christina
Aguilera.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Oh,
what did
yeah.
you think of, Moulin Rouge?
Moulin Rouge, I thought was very good.
I love that one. Yeah, oh my gosh.
It's up there with Grease
Roxanne.
And Burlesque. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to put on the red
yeah.
light.
Burlesque, though, he had it coming. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's see what the best musicals of all time are. We got, oh gosh, now I gotta pick. Okay, here's the 15. I lost my internet connection. No.
Oh, yes.
BBC. That's a good source. But
South Park in there?
They actually, Bob's Burgers, these cartoon people coming up with catchy tunes.
Oh, the Doors
it's
movie?
Great.
The Doors movie's good. Too.
I haven't seen that one.
Dirty Dancing, Flashdance, Footloose, Purple
yeah.
Rain.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
That's a good one. I haven't seen My Fair Lady. Ooh, West Side Story.
Richie!
Yeah, quick.
8 Mile.
Side note about West Side Story. My grandma's roommate in college,
yeah.
her roommate's father was Leonard Bernstein, who wrote the music for West Side Story.
Wow.
Yeah.
You kind of
or
connected.
Helped with the music? Yeah, I know. I'm like basically famous.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Oh. Jesus Christ Superstar, Phantom of the Opera,
Victor Victoria, The Blues Brothers.
Haven't seen that one.
Oh,
I'm about to get
you
like
that. If you like the blues,
yeah,
and comedy, that's the way to go.
Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Sweeney Todd.
I saw the COS production of that. I really enjoyed it. I think they did such a good job.
That Thing You Do, Tom Hanks. You seen that?
Nope.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, Wicked. I saw in Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I'm so excited for that movie. You know they're making a movie. Ariana Grande. I don't like her, but I'm excited to see what she does.
Funny Girl?
Mm-mm.
Little Shop of Horrors?
Yes. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the that's the Master of Disguise guy, right? Austin Powers?
And the Master of Disguise is different from Austin Powers.
Oh,
Austin
whoops.
Powers is Mike Myers, And Master of Disguise is Dana Carvey.
Okay, yeah. Dana Carvey is. Master of Disguise. He's in that movie. Little Shop of Horrors, right? That's him?
I don't think so.
Oh, because in my theater class, Your Country. I swear that was him.
Your Country's good. Xanadu. Speaking of Olivia Newton-John.
I've heard of that, yep.
Xanadu. So many great ones. But
so great. All the time. We love every movie out there.
We could talk about this one for weeks and weeks, I think.
Genre on genre. Yeah, we haven't even touched on like dramas.
No. Even close,
true crime documentary style.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many more.
Oh, true crime docs. We could do a whole podcast on that.
Yeah. And that one, Star Wars series. Yes. Yeah. We got to do some talking. So this is part one of our movie edition.
Part one of movie fun.
We love it.
The summer of 2023. Randy and Nikki.
Yeah. We'll have to see them all.